connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. It's day two, and I'm here with Dan. It's just Dan. Everybody knows Dan. Hi,
Hello.
Dan. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. Did you see some cool stuff today?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what'd you see?
So walked over to the celebrity bit.
Yeah.
And I went and met Garrett Wang.
Did you really?
Harry Kim.
Awesome.
From Voyager.
Now yep. Now that you're a big Voyager fan.
Yeah, now that I'm a huge Voyager fan that's like four episodes into seasons. I mean, I'm almost done with that. I'm in season seven.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
I will finish that show.
Did
that
you walk up
great.
To him and be like, hey, I didn't watch you until this year, and I think you're amazing?
He like did the bit that he's probably heard a million times of, oh, I grew up watching Next Gen and I never watched Voyager, and then I finally watched Voyager and it was great. He's like, yeah, I've met a million of those today. I'm like, yeah, well, now you've met a million and one. So yeah, like, I mean, yeah, he's a super nice guy. So
yeah, yeah,
but like, you know,
he should have looked at you in the eyes and been like, that's why we got canceled, motherfucker.
Right.
That's really cool.
Well, no, like all of those, like, you know, not the original series, but all three of those other ones got seven seasons.
Oh, yeah, no,
seasons,
no. Yeah, season seven was a planned ending to the show, so they did really well.
Yeah, so he was cool. And then we looked over, we didn't go through his line, but we saw Brent Spiner.
Yeah, you just looked at his pretty nose.
Well,
look at you.
His line was quite a bit longer, and then we saw John DeLancey also.
I saw John DeLancey,
he was
too.
Over there.
His line was pretty short.
His line was pretty short. I might actually head over there and see him again. So.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty. How much did it cost you to go see
Garrett Wang?
Yeah.
$0.
Oh, just to walk
up
and say
hi? If you want a selfie, $25.
Oh, okay.
If you want a signed autograph, $50.
But
if you just want to look at a dude, $0.
That's pretty good.
At least for the shorter lines. I don't know if they're charging people just to see any of the, you know, your Lena Hades or any of those guys. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I also kind of don't want to know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. The, okay, interesting. Well, maybe I'll walk over there at some point and just walk up to John DeLancey and be like, sup, dog?
Yeah.
How you living?
Well, I mean, like John DeLancey is just so fun to watch in whatever it is.
Yeah, I just like his face.
He
I
was
just
good,
like to look
like,
at him.
He was great in Breaking Bad for the three episodes he's in.
He's so good.
He was great in, you know, Star Trek, obviously, the millions of times that he came back and came back. But,
right.
You know, he also, like, does voice. Like, he did a voice in Star Trek 2, or, I'm sorry, StarCraft 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
in,
he was
in
that cool
in the
dude.
Most recent, like, the Protoss expansion.
Oh, so you should walk up to him and be like, I really love you in StarCraft. And he'll be like, what? I did what now?
He will either laugh or he will be like, sorry, who? Right.
He is a really good character in that game, though. Like, that was a cool one.
Right.
I forgot about that.
So, yeah, like, that was cool. Let's talk costumes.
Okay.
Let's talk Comic-Con.
How's your experience been? Has it been good? Have you seen some cool stuff?
Well, so again, like, you and I had this conversation that I was going to see lots of Harley Quinns around.
Right.
And
today is way more modest.
And in my head, I immediately just went to, like, the version of her in Suicide Squad with the fishnets and the, you know, whatever.
Right.
The booty shorts.
Yes.
And I've seen some of those. I've seen way more Harley Quinn just in, like, the red and black. Like,
yeah,
the
more,
pants
more
and,
like
and
Arkham Asylum.
Like with the hammer.
Yeah.
But I've seen way, way more Adventure Time Princess Fiona or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With, like, the blue shirt and the white socks.
Yes.
Like, five or six times as many.
Yeah. I've seen a number. That's just a Harley Quinn dress that just walked by. But it was still better. I like that dress better than most Harley Quinns.
Sure.
Because, like, I've like, you know, okay, yeah. I like a pretty lady. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't like that version of Harley Quinn. I just find it sort of, you know, pandering and weird.
It's very...
Yeah. So, like, that the girl who just walked by was wearing, like, a dress that was designed like the Paul Dini, you know, the original costume for Harley Quinn. And it was cool. But, you know, anyway, yesterday, at one point I was looking at a group of three girls who looked like they were, I'm going to say they were 18 just out of hope. They were all in that exact Suicide Squad outfit, like, with the booty shorts and everything. And I was like, really? Like, this is what this year is going to be like? And today has been way better. A lot of variety today and some cool stuff. A lot of Ricks from Rick and Morty.
Did you?
Like, at least a dozen Ricks.
I've seen those. Did you see... she was standing right in front of the booth here for a while. She had, like, the wing suit, the wing costume.
I don't know what it was, but
it was
cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either, but it was really, really good.
The big bird thing.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was pretty neat.
And then I also had a conversation with you asking you if you had seen any Overwatch characters from the new Overwatch game. And so...
Oh, shit. Hold on. There's a Master Shake right here. I have to describe this Master Shake because I think it's the Master Shake that if Master Shake made a costume to go to a cosplay, this is what he would build.
Yep.
So it's a small white garbage can that the guy bought from a hardware store with the lid.
It's probably like a 25-gallon or something.
It's about a 25-gallon.
30-something.
It's the size of a human torso. And he cut the head and the arm holes out of it, right? So he's put himself in, and the leg hole, and the bottom, right? So he's put himself inside of a garbage can, and then there is a giant, like, I think it's actually just a pink, like, pool noodle.
It's a pool noodle.
That he has cut into the shape of a straw and glued onto the back of the trash can.
That costume is easily in my top three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, very quickly. Yes.
Hilarious.
Okay, so I found my favorite. And it's my favorite because it was the most elusive. Like, I saw it, I immediately knew what it was, but it was like, it was very unique. I saw Laura Dern from Jurassic Park.
Yes, Dr. Ellie.
Yes.
Dr. Slater.
Yes.
I saw her and Alan Grant. I saw both.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I immediately, like, as I was, she's the one person that, that's not true. But she's one of the people that as they walked by, I had to stop her and go, "You are fantastic." That's all I said. I was just, "You are fantastic." And she was just like, "Yeah, I know. I know what I am."
She's like, "I know.
Yeah,
Shut up. I got this."
She pulled it off really, really well. That was a booty short right there. Anyway, it's been a good one. A lot of Rays in various
Lots
sizes.
Lots of Rays, yeah. I've seen three Kylo Rens.
Oh, yeah?
Some good ones? The two that I saw, like, had their helmet off, and they looked like Adam Driver.
Oh, that's cool.
So...
Yeah, I saw. Oh, look at this Rey! She's so cute.
Oh,
she's like 7 years
yep,
old.
Yep, she's got the triple hair bun going on.
Oh my goodness,
that's cool.
Oh,
that's I always
fantastic.
Get like really, like pumped when I see like a kid that's in a really cool costume like that.
Yeah,
because it means
they're gonna grow up and be a nerd their whole life and never
be
respected.
It also means that their parents are into it enough that their parents like did that.
Yeah,
like that's
yeah,
cool.
Their parents are abusing them in that way.
Right.
Yeah.
But
right, there's my first Rorschach for the week. That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's not a bad one. Nicely done, sir.
And then like on the other hand, there's just sometimes like a chick in a corset and fishnets, and maybe there's something, and maybe they're not.
Oh yeah. Oh totally. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's just like, well, I'm just gonna take most of my clothes off, and it'll get close to a costume.
Right.
And that, okay, but it's not much fun.
Hey,
there's one.
It is okay. I mean, like, you know, whatever, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that's occurring, so
yeah.
I'm talking about it.
The Harley Quinn one just pisses me off, because I'm like, I respect Harley Quinn enough that I
sure.
Yeah. So I hear that I told you about this this morning. So there's these, like, these grab bag boxes that everybody's carrying around.
Uh-huh.
And what I heard earlier was, so they were originally, like, $20. And they're just full of like some junk that you probably don't want, but the box is cool.
It's like Funko Pop figures,
right.
And maybe you get a random one, maybe you get some dumb T-shirt or like a keychain or whatever.
Yeah. So what I've heard is that they were selling really well, so they've just ramped the price up over time, which is some bullshit.
It's simple supply and demand, James. I don't understand.
Yeah, but like I feel like, I guess I'm just mad that anyone is buying it at a higher price.
Oh yeah, like I it's great that the show is happening. It's awesome. But, you know, like the two hugest, like, booths or stores on this top floor here are, like, some online T-shirt thing. And it's just, like, you know, like they just went to wherever they get all these T-shirts and they just have them all in one place. And it's like.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
It's like the most generic thing. But there's two of them and they're huge.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, it is inevitable that as this thing grows, it becomes more and more something that's just there to take advantage of nerds.
Right.
But at the same time, like, where else can you get some of this stuff, right? Like, yes, you've got the booze like that, but then there's also stuff where you've never seen these things before, and it's a really cool opportunity to be like, oh, you know, like your shirt that you bought.
Yes.
Right? Maybe you could get that online, but you wouldn't have, right? It's still fun to walk around and like, browse the internet of dumb, stupid shit that you might want.
Right. And you know, like, and it... the point isn't like, oh, look at me. I only bought this, like, I bought this shirt not at one of those places online or whatever, so I'm cool and you're dumb. It, like, that's not the fucking point.
Yeah.
But, the like, at some point, it's just so, it's like, dude, this is boring. Like, give me something fun. Give me something unique.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, that, like, I don't know. I am intelligent enough that I can have, like, I can look at a fun, unique thing and appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A creepy skinless woman just walked by.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's just a leotard with some skeleton painted on it.
She just
that's
looks like that every day. Like, that's just
yeah,
what she
that's
wears.
That's just what she wears, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Not as many stormtroopers. I bet the Legion somewhere else.
And we've seen, like, some okay variations on him. Like, you know, one of them's colored. Like, he's got, like, blue stripes. Or, I mean, it's not like, I'm probably describing it poorly. It's not like an American flag type. It's not like that.
Oh, snap. Dan, shut up. There's another Shovel Knight. That's two Shovel Knights today. That's a different Shovel Knight.
Is that a different one?
100% that's a different Shovel Knight. Because the shovel's very different.
Weird.
I remember the other one. Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't expect Shovel Knight to be a cosplayed thing.
Yep.
And I think that's a different Carmen Sandiego as well.
I've seen one or two Carmen Sandiegos.
Yeah.
So
they're pretty decent.
That's cool. I'm into
pretty
that.
Pretty decent. So, very cool. Anyway. I mean, at this point, we're just listing stuff that's in front of us.
Yep.
Did you buy anything else?
That board game I showed, or that card game I showed you. So yeah,
cool.
The Resistance.
Ta-da!
Which we'll have to get some people together and play that.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I think that's all I got. Just, you know,
having some fun.
We're just here at the comic convention.
Yeah.
Doing our thing.
Laying it down.
All right, boss.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.